To start off hour number one, we focus on cybersecurity, and a former cybersecurity official, Melissa Hathaway, on the show a couple of weeks ago, talking about cybersecurity legislation on Capitol Hill. And one of the things that she mentioned, one of the provisions in one of the bills that is being debated on the Hill, struck me as particularly interesting. She mentioned that one of the bills proposes the establishment of a cybersecurity council, similar to the Y2K council, the President's Council on Year 2000 Conversion, that dealt with the potential Y2K bug. The head of that council was John Koskinen, who is also a former deputy director of the Office of Management and Budget, deputy mayor of the District of Columbia, a long, distinguished career of public service. And John is my guest on In Depth today. John, nice to talk to you again, and thank you for being on the program today.
I'm happy to be here, Francis.
You are now at Freddie Mac, and we'll talk maybe a little bit about what's going on at Freddie Mac. But I'd like to go back to the beginning. You were at the office of, or the beginning of the Y2K Council, at least. The Y2K Council was established when?
We established the council in February of 1999 by an executive order. That we put together when I had left OMB after 3 years in the summer of 97 and then been asked back by the president to organize the, in a more official way, the federal government's response to the year 2000 challenge. So the first thing we did was I had put together the order that established the president's council on year 2000 conversion.
So with the executive order establishment, President Clinton established the council, and you were given the task of putting the council together. And in many ways, the situation in cybersecurity today is similar to what you were dealing with Y2K because of the tremendous amount of infrastructure that is held in the United States in the private sector. How did you go about interacting with the private sector and getting them on board with the idea that the Y2K challenge was something they needed to be invested in and needed to be involved with?
Well, by the time we formed the council, most of the private sector areas and sectors of the economy were dealing with the Y2K challenge in varying degrees of, with varying degrees of success. So the strategy we had was to create the council at the federal government level, with all of the major federal agencies, including all of the regulatory agencies. Normally, the regulatory agencies don't participate in executive branch activities because they want to retain their independence. But in this case, we were able to convince the Federal Reserve Board, the SEC, the FCC, all of the alphabet soup agencies to join us because all of them were equally concerned about how the private sector as well as the government were going to respond. So the biggest challenge was once we had the 24 agencies engaged was then creating the working groups in each of the critical sectors of the economy. And so what we did was we assigned the relevant agencies to the appropriate working group areas. So the Department of Energy, for instance, worked with the power grid and the power companies. And then we had to reach out to them and convince them that we really were from the government and really were there to help them as it goes. So the first question they always had was what we were going to do to them. But once they figured out we were not planning to legislate them into compliance, that it really was meant to be a partnership in which we were going to try to be the catalyst for organizing the industry response to the problem, we got very good cooperation and almost enthusiastic cooperation from them because we had the convening authority. It was easy for us to pull industry groups together without their having to worry about either antitrust concerns or, you know, it's always a question of who's in charge and who's going to take advantage of the situation. So we became a kind of neutral forum in which people could come together and plot their strategies.
All right, walk us through then the result of that. I'm going to guess timeline-wise now we're talking with this interaction with the private sector and the working groups establishment. We're probably looking at fall 1999 by the time you get the working groups up and get the buy-in from the private sector?
No, we didn't have that much time. You may recall the deadline was the end of 99, so we started in 98, and I think we had the working groups up and running and everybody together by that summer. because we just, everybody had a sense of the urgency of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the purpose of the working groups in each of the critical sectors was to collect data, collect information, and provide some peer group pressure and a certain amount of government's encouragement for particularly small and medium-sized entities to take the appropriate actions. And also, thanks to legislation the Congress passed, we were able to ease the antitrust concerns about sharing information among competitors. So probably the most significant thing that happened out of the working groups by the early fall of 98 was that the major companies in each of the sectors were free to share information about where the problem was and how they were dealing with it.
Do you think that December 31st, 1999 deadline was the driver for getting everybody together? Was that deadline the impetus that made people really want to take action?
Yes, that was the one big difference in dealing with Y2K and all of the other questions like cybersecurity or terrorism activities, in the sense that you knew what the problem was and you knew what the deadline was.
Mm-hmm.
So you could actually energize people more effectively, although it still took some time and effort, because in the background you had these dueling views. One were the Apocalypse Now people maintaining through the entire process that the world was about to stop, and then a set of other people who said, oh, this is no problem, we don't have to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so none of the critical industries groups had that view. The telecommunication people, the securities and financial institutions, it all rolled their clocks forward and seen that their systems would not function. So for them, it was less a question of getting the big industries and big companies to cooperate than it was to make sure that everybody in the supply chain and all the small to medium-sized companies were making the appropriate fixes.
Mm-hmm. What was your council's interaction with Congress? This sounds like the kind of thing that, just from the outside looking in, Congress would want to be heavily involved with and hold a lot of hearings and have a lot of oversight over, and yet the executive order structure of it might make it look a little bit different.
Well, there was a focus in the Congress. Some of the concern about whether the federal government was going to be done was generated by committees on the Hill, and that was part of the motivation of the president to ask me to come back and work on this. So they were, in an oversight function, less inclined to tell people what to do, more concerned about whether things were going to get done. And to their credit, because we didn't have the normal budget cycle to work through, they provided an additional $2 billion appropriation to be used at the federal level to make sure that as problems were uncovered, OMB could distribute funds to deal with those without having to go back through a budget process.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a series of hearings, but generally fairly constructive, primarily designed to sort of sector by sector and agency by agency discuss, you know, what the status of progress was. And in fact, one of the most critical things the working groups did was provide updates to the public, because at the same time we were trying to make sure that we didn't have any major system failures, we also were trying to make sure we didn't have an unnecessary overreaction by the public. So a public panic avoiding a public panic was a major part of our challenge. So we managed to convince all of the working groups that starting in late 98 and by the first quarter of 99, that they would put forth industry status reports. Now, needless to say, some of them were too excited about that, because particularly the oil and gas industry had started slowly, and they were concerned if they put out a report saying we were only 30% done, that either people would be aggravated with them or people would panic. But our strategy was that if we put out reports that said we're 30, 40, 50% done, the public would have, we'd have more credibility with the public, because they would know if we were lying, we would not lie at 30%.
Right.
Lie and say we were done.
Right.
So two things would happen. One is they would be comfortable with our credibility that we would tell them what was going on. And secondly, as we moved through the process and actually came closer to completing work in different sectors, they would actually be comfortable and not panic about that. And that's the way it worked out. We had reports in the spring of 99 about varying degrees of work done and work remaining to be done. And through it all, I think there was an increasing confidence in the public that the work was going to get done. And by the summer of 99, we were fairly confident there would not be any major system breakdowns. And our increasing focus was to make sure that we didn't I have a self-fulfilling prophecy. You have everybody run to the banks and take money, try to take all of their money out, or people all stand in line at the last minute and try to get gas at the pumps, which would create their own, in effect, crises.
John Koskinen was chair of the President's Council on Year 2000 Conversion, and that council is being proposed as a model for cybersecurity, for dealing with the cybersecurity challenge that the federal government faces. We're talking about how that council was stood up in 1999, and we'll talk about some of the results of the structure of the council with John Koskinen when In Depth with Francis Rose continues on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. My guest is John Koskinen, who was chair of the President's Council on Year 2000 Conversion, and the Y2K Council has been proposed as a model for the cybersecurity effort in the United States, even codified in legislation that's being debated on Capitol Hill. And, John, it's great to have you on the show to talk about this again. As you step back from this effort, we're thinking about spring and summer of 2000, and the deadline came and went, and there were no noticeable problems. There were no major problems around the world, and especially here in the United States. As you analyzed what went right and why it went right, what about the structure of the council and the way the council went about its business do you think were lessons that can be learned if the cybersecurity effort in this country takes the same shape?
Well, I think the significant advantage for us was we had as a coordinator of each of the working groups, the relevant, knowledgeable federal agencies. So, for instance, the Federal Reserve Board worked with the FDIC and other federal agencies coordinating the work of the financial and security sector. So they knew the players, they knew the issues, they were very good at making sure that the right questions were raised. But at the same time, the other side of the coin was, the real advantage was the people who knew the details of what the challenges were obviously the people running the companies in the private sector. And so our thesis was not to tell them, as I said, what to do, but to try to encourage them to work together in each of the industries to share information about what was working, where the challenges were, and what the problems were. And by having this be across the critical infrastructure of the country, we were able to sort of create an image that everybody was in it together, nobody wanted to fail, everybody had an interest in everybody else's success. In other words, if you shut down the power grid, clearly the financial services sector, the transportation sector, all of us are very concerned. Similarly, if you shut down the telecommunication network, it affects not only everybody in the industry, it affects everybody who relies on that industry. So there was a feeling, because we were able to work across every part of the critical infrastructure, that we could get everybody to cooperate, because they knew that there was a mutual benefit for everyone in making sure that everybody else was as prepared as each individual company thought they were.
What difference would it make that there, if a cybersecurity council is set up, that there is not a defined deadline as you had with the Y2K council, if any?
Well, as I said, there was more of a sense that we knew what the timing was, and it got everybody focused in a very short period of time. And I think to some extent there was also the sense that, and when it's done, we can all move on to other issues. Cybersecurity, as we said at the time, as with terrorism, is going to be with us forever. So there's a longer haul ahead of you. And also, with Y2K, we knew what the nature of the problem was and the challenge was. With cybersecurity, you never quite know where and when and how the attacks will come, and at which part of the infrastructure will be most vulnerable at the time. So it will take a longer-term perspective, but again, I think if it's founded on a cooperative effort where people are working together jointly rather than being told what to do, I think it's probably the only way to get it done, because the problems are very complicated. And the interconnections are obviously numerous beyond count. And so I don't think there's any way you could, in any critical sector, let alone across the economy, have a command and control model that's going to work. What you need to do is, again, energize people's own self-interest and energize them to share the information as they go forward.
John Koskinen, former chair of the President's Council on Year 2000 Conversion, former deputy director of management at the Office of Management and Budget, and my favorite credential on your resume, former president of the U.S. Soccer Foundation. It is great to talk to you as always, John. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Good luck.